This is N2OIQ, the control for the Black Advice Service Net. My name is Dan. The net is held each evening at 9 p.m. on Boomville Amateur Club repeater 146.655 MHz. The repeater location is 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville and Jackson Hill. This is informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority all times. They can break it any time. Is there any emergency traffic out there at this time? Boomville Amateur Club next month meeting will be on April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Flat Northern Arts Community Center, 106 Scarlet Street. As welcome to attend, and amateur radio voice is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we will can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still not has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will be finding the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Okay, we'll check for any Echo Link station would like to check in this evening. Please call now. And we'll check see if there's any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in. Please call now. This is N2OIQ, Net Control for the Black Advice Service Net. We will now take all calls from regular members and guests. Please call now.
N2PFM, good evening, Dan.
AC2WI. 5AOW, good evening, Dan.
KC2UXG, good evening, Dan.
Okay, I guess I got them all rolled down here. N2PFM, George. KC2WI, Pete. N5AOW, Bill. And KC2GX, I think T. And as I come back, you can correct me on that one. N2PFM, good evening, George. How are you doing this evening?
Well, good evening, Dan, and Pete, and everybody else out there on the net. Got a temperature here of 29 degrees with moderate snowfall. And temperature range today was 15 to 29. And finally, I got a call from a mechanic. He finally admitted, he figured I was crazy or everything, and he says, boy, you've got some ways when you know you're right and that. Well, good thing some of you people didn't see what went on, because I think you're been ashamed to have known me afterwards. You got your ways when you know you're right of proving your point. And sure enough, he finally agreed to have it run and with it up on the left, and within, oh, it was running beautiful, you're crazy, everything. Within 2 minutes, there was a heavy gas odor. Within another couple minutes, there was a drip of gas coming down the back of the motor. I said, oh, you're right, there is something wrong. So, ended up with some tests after that. He found out that one fuel injector was stuck wide open. That's the one that was really spewing the gas. And the two other back fuel injectors on there were intermittently spewing out some gas. So there you are, high, wonderful intermittence again. I just love intermittence like that. They drive you insane. So he saw that, and I told him, all right, fine. Here's what you do. I said, six brand new fuel injectors, the best money can buy. Six brand new iridium spark plugs, the best money can buy, and see what goes on. Anything, whatever. I want to get the thing right. I only have one vehicle. I can't afford any more breakdowns. So, To be continued. And to PFM Clear 73s, and good evening to all.
Okay, very good, George. Very good. Yeah, Steve there, he's an excellent mechanic. He's an excellent mechanic. I have a lot of faith in that guy. He's done a lot of work on my vehicles. And if nobody else can figure it out, he's going to figure it out for sure. So, I have a lot of faith in him, I tell you. Okay, very good, George. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll talk to you later. KC2WI, good evening, Pete. How are you doing this evening?
KC2WI, not too bad. I see it's hovering around the same temperature. I guess it's going to be warm tonight and then go down. I think you were saying before. But interesting weather. The TV news channel 10 there said they were showing how basically there's sort of these little fronts that it's going to come through one after the other. It's going to get cold, you know, slow snow, then it's going to clear up and I guess maybe get warm and snow, then cold, and then, you know, then another front will come through, 2 inches here, 3 inches there, sort of real winter, finally, and we're just going to have to get used to actually having to, like, go out and brush the cars off every day and run the snow blower every day or every other day or something, I guess. I don't know how much new is out here from, I haven't looked outside since maybe 7 o'clock. There was a little bit, but anyway, yeah, Steve, of course, Bob Krieger does a lot of my stuff, but Steve also, I've got him doing things, and he's really good. And, of course, it's really great for me because I can just drive the car over there, leave it, walk home and work for the day, and come back tomorrow. Things like that, so that's really good, but hopefully I've got pretty much everything straightened out. I got my old tractor running. It runs really good. The only thing is it doesn't do this so much in the winter, but when it gets hot, sometimes it just doesn't want to idle. When you come up to a stop and you let off the gas, the pollution control will shut it down so low that it'll stall, and according to Bob, they all do that, and if you try to set up the idle speed, the computer, what little of a computer there is in that one, but the engine, you know, controller, sets it back down, so you can't win. I got my door, my driver door and the back door. Bob did a little bit of realignment and plying and whatever he did there, and those are both working pretty good, so I got two new tires from Steve. So that one's pretty good. And Escort, we did a lot of stuff on that. Right now it's Bob's got that. I've been swapping the tractor and the Escort back and forth. The last time was supposed to get the tractor inspected. And Escort, you let it sit for a couple days and start it up and it sputters. It doesn't run on all cylinders, so Once it warms up a little bit, it's fine, but we know something's going on there. And maybe the alignment's off a little bit, too. Hopefully we get that done, and may actually have both of them here in the yard, which is handy for, you know, wanting to take the better, I'll say the better vehicle, the higher mileage, more pleasant to drive on the road Escort. But it's actually not too inconvenient in the winter because I don't have to move two cars every time I clear snow. So anyway, that's the car stag here. I put a lot of money into them, but it's cheaper than car payments or a new car or even an almost new car. KC2WI.
Okay, very good, Pete, on your report here this evening on the field codes and what all. Yeah, I got to take mine. I had a bank appointment today. I'll take mine down to Steve, down at Runfield. A lot of vehicles I have in my life. But today, you know, what is it? You know, something doing if you got an accident, the bags are supposed to come out, but I got a thing that comes up on the dash that says it needs the airbags need maintenance. So I don't know. He said he told me it could be a couple of things. So I'm gonna take that. So he said if that is coming up on that, if you got an accident, some airbags would never go off. So it's just something that definitely needs to be fixed. And I got a brake light out, and I'm gonna have them change out and everything for me. So okay, very good, Pete. Thanks a lot for this. We are temperature. We got what 26 here. It's been hanging right down there for the last couple hours. Yes. So, and look at I'm not even sure what it's doing outside. I ain't been out there, but I looked out the window here, and it might get not very much snow otherwise here this evening. Okay, very good, Pete. Thanks a lot for checking in. We'll talk to you later. This is N2OIQ. Now we'll go on to N5 AOW, or I think it's AOW. Bill, good evening. How you doing? I think I got that right.
Good evening, Dan. How you doing? N5 AOW. Not a whole lot to report here. Temperature 24 right now. Had some intermittent snow for a while. It was coming down fairly steady but light. Not anything really to accumulate a whole lot at this point. I don't know whether we're going to get more overnight or not, but that's what the weather is. And today I was busy with working on the filtering system in the house for the water. A little problem there with iron, and it just, you know, continually gets a little worse as time goes on or the years go on. So I'm in the process of putting a new complete system in, and hopefully it'll take care of the problem. And one of those where they regenerate, you know, it's supposed to clear itself. So we'll soon know. I figure by the weekend I'll have that put together. So anyway, that's about it to wrap it up here. 73 to everyone on the net tonight, and I'll turn it back to Night Control and 5AOW.
Okay, very good, Bill, on your report there this evening and the water problem there. And we have a lot of lime in ours here. Oh my God, it's wicked. I should put something on that, but I never have. But I know my parents' place, but when they built the new home back 20 years ago now, he put magnets, put magnets on the line and stuff, and it's supposed to take care of that problem. But I don't know if it does or not, but otherwise. But anyways, okay, very good, Bill. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. Talk to you later. Okay, this is Mark, and I'm sure I know I ain't got the call right, so I haven't heard him in a while, so. KC2GX, I'm going to say GXE, but I might be wrong. Go ahead, Mark. I think I'm pretty sure it's you.
Okay, Dan, this is Mark. I'm at KC2UXG, and we got about 28 degrees here at the bottom of Jackson Hill right now. We got a little snow in the air, and I just had the dog out for a walk, and we got a little light blizzard stuff going on outside here, about an inch accumulation at the moment. And today I walked into Clint's camp up by North Lake, and it was about a mile going in, and it seemed like 2 miles coming out, but I'm sure it was the same. And we had about a foot of new powder. Luckily, I had the snowshoes with me, so that made life a little easier and a little happier. But still, it was a long walk in and longer walk coming out. That was about it for me today. Just trying to get through the winter until next spring. Until this spring, and I'm looking for warmer days to come. So that's about it for tonight, and we'll see you guys. N2OIQ, this is KC2UXG, and I'll be listening.
Okay, very good, Mark. Can you hear me? Well, I got one thing right. I got your name right, anyways. But the call, I had that all screwed up. But anyways, very good, very good. So it's nice hearing you, Mark. And that was quite a walk, yeah. So you probably sleep good tonight, probably. That's, you know, a mile wind and mile back, walking the snow, snowshoes, but still it's a lot of work. Okay, very good, Mark. Thanks a lot for checking in the same. We'll talk to you later. This is N2OYQ. Looking for any further check-ins for the net this evening. Please call now.
KA2NZ, hi again.
Your KD2AIT repeater, this is Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo KA3TFB Bill in now Warrendale, Western Pennsylvania, calling into the EchoLink system, over.
Okay, we got KA2ZZ and KA3TFB emitters on EchoLink. Okay, we'll be back to you in this very shortly. You're coming in really good this evening. Okay, KA2ZZ, good evening, Jack, and how's everything with you this evening?
Well, not too bad, actually. Didn't have too bad a day. In fact, got up to 35 degrees here. We had some minor thawing. The snow we got, it's not really, about it came off the car. That was a good thing. We got the car that's cleaned down. But, you mentioned, kind of a blizzard conditions now. That's what we got here, too. So, I guess in the morning I'll have the same job as usual. Clean the car off. Yeah, it probably won't be as warm, either. So let's see what they got now. We have 31 at the moment. As I say, we had a high of 35. So, 7 degrees all around. KA2ZZ.
Hey, okay, very good, Jack. And your report this evening. Like I said, I don't know how much snow we got here. But thank you, got a little bit. And a couple other stations here got a little snow. So I have to go out and check it out here after I get done with it. Not this evening, I guess. Okay, talk to you later, Jack. Have a good evening, you and Carol. And we'll go on to KA3TFB Bill. And how's everything with you this evening?
Good evening there, KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB from Western Pennsylvania, now in Warrendale, PA. We're 31 degrees. We have snow clouds over us. We're experiencing 1 to 3 inches tonight. Weather predictions for Friday was going to be horrible in New England. They will have record low temperatures up there. We spent all last week, every day of the week except for Tuesday, getting our car fixed. Of course, that was enormous price on my end. And today we had a furnace guy come in and do some things with the furnace to optimize it for the coming events. We had furnace problems and car problems. I think I'm going to get past the problems now and maybe enjoy the benefits of things working. At least I hope that way. I listened to everyone this evening. I'm hoping everyone is having a good time there. We are experiencing a little bit of break in the weather, but it's not enough to thaw anything out. Probably 6 inches of snow on there and maybe a quarter inch of ice have accumulated in the last week or so. What a bitter cold winter. Back over to net control. Good to hear everyone, 7-3, and we're listening. KA3TFB to net.
Okay, very good, Bill, on your report there this evening from Western PA there, for sure. And, yeah, we got, slow snow here, and it's been cold, and yesterday, I think it was up the most, what was it, yesterday, or was it today? It's almost up to 30 today, and tomorrow's going to get cold, and Friday's going to be cold. Anyway, there's snow off and on, I think, every day. But, that's what it is, I guess. Okay, very good, Bill. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening on EchoLink, and we'll see if there's any other stations wishing to check in. Please call N2YQ.
KC2YXN, good evening.
WA2U, good evening.
Okay, we got KC2YXN, Kathy, and WA2U, John. KC2YXN, Kathy, good evening. How's everything with you this evening?
KC2YXN here. Good evening, Dan, and everyone else on the radio this evening. Doing great. Had a fun day today. Did some snowshoeing. Boy, was that snow deep out there. Knee-deep snow. That was really something. And we've got a balmy 25 degrees here, so it's been quite the difference in the past few days. So, but everything's great here in beautiful downtown Russia. Back to you. KC2YXN out.
Okay, very good, Kathy, on your report this evening and going out there and snowshoeing today. It was a happy day for that, I think. Wasn't too cold, and so I'm glad you had fun. So, we'll clear you, Kathy. We'll go to WA2U. John, how are you doing this evening? Well, I doubt you probably want snowshoeing too, Father.
Well, good evening, Dan, and everyone on frequency, WA2U, and the people on Echo Link. I heard Bill. I don't know if there were other stations in earlier. I was on the phone here, so just turn on the radio. Glad to be a few check-ins here. Heard Jack from Liverpool. Yeah, we've got snow here. Kathy's all excited about it. Let's see, what did we do today? And I guess Jeff, I don't know if he was on the net, but he hope he has a safe trip. I believe it's tomorrow they leave at 4 a.m. or something of that nature. But what did we do today? Well, I installed a gasket on the combustion unit on the stove. The people said, when they come off, you really can't really install them, but I was able to do it. I feel if there was one there, there should be one, so I ordered it, got it installed today, so I called the store up and told them the method on doing that. So that's how I started out the day. So that's all done. And what else? Kathy went sledding. One of our neighbors came over, so we've got a good size hill in there. So, you know, you stay young if you do young things, I guess. So, anyways, they had a ball doing that. And then we threw on the snowshoes, and, yep, three of us, Sandy, Kathy, my wife, and I walked into camp, and we brought some stovepipe in on the ice. But the camp's probably, 1,500, 2,000 feet from here. Let me reset. We hiked into camp and dropped off the stovepipe and some of the tools we needed to get and turned right around and came back, brought the door that got a repair for the old chunk stove in there, brought that out in the sled. So did that and came back and added some nice round wood here, really nice, really round wood, a few inches in diameter. I went out in the shop here, which is off the kitchen area, and I said, I wonder what I can do with the saw out there. So I put a fine tooth blade on the chop saw, and it's one of those chop combo saws, you know, it does everything, I guess, and I was able to run off about 14 circular pieces, and I'm going to shellac to make some nice coasters out of them. So that's what I did. So that's been about it. I think I'll sleep good tonight with all that fresh air, and we hung up some wind chimes yesterday, too. They're kind of nice. We like to have the wind chimes out there. Dan, we'll turn it back over to you, and the temperature's going to drop, and load up the wood stove and get ready for another evening. WAT, back to that.
Okay, very good, John, on your report there. Yeah, between you and Kathy, you had a really good day. A lot of fun doing what you were doing, I guess. And so you got a lot of confidence, too. So. Well, very good, John. You and Kathy have a good evening and a good night, and we'll clear with you and check around and see if there's any other stations that would like to check in this evening. Please call N2YQ. Okay, we want to see if there's any commentary queries out further than that. Please call now.
Yeah, Dan, I just have a quick query.
Go ahead, John.
Okay, well, I know the snowy condition. I wonder if anyone's heard Pete, KC2WI. Maybe you even checked in tonight. As I said, I wasn't here when the net started, but just was curious. Maybe he's busy out there snowmobiling or something. WA to you, listening.
Yeah, he was in here earlier, John. He was in here. He was about the second station that checked in this evening. So he's on the air. He didn't go out. He went out today sledding, but he's not out this evening. He's probably after that. You can probably get a hold of him if you want. So. Okay, any other commentary, queries, or anybody checking, late check-ins, please call in to IQ now. Okay, I guess that's it for this evening. We had a nice night here. We had nine stations check in. So with that, this is N2OIQ, now closing the Black River Ice service net and return the repeater to other amateurs. Good evening to all and have a good day tomorrow. N2OIQ pair.
KC2WI, KC2WI, WATU. Okay, Pete, little noisy. Are you going to go to the big snowmobile get-together in Boonville this weekend? I'll see if I can hear you any better. Maybe you don't. I heard about that, and I said, I wonder if Pete will be there, because I think there's some vintage stuff going on also. Coming back to my call, just wish conditions were better. So I'll say 7-3. You probably can hear me. I just can't hear you well enough to make comments intelligently about what you're saying. So we'll chat again. I'd like to chat more about the Stoneville stuff. KC2WI 73WA2U, as I said, rough copy here.
I went up to high power, but I'm not sure I want to stay here because I'm not sure why there should be any difference unless I got FWR problems. The repeater seems to be coming in okay, but you're not full quieting in it either, and I wonder if maybe we got some receiver issues. Anyway, yeah, I said I took a long ride yesterday, and hopefully I'll get out a little more here. But I'm going to stop transmitting until I get my meter on here and make sure it isn't my antenna system. Talk to you later, KC2WI.
Okay, I just changed the power here. Yeah, you're 95% better, but close to 100% better. So, all right, I'll let you get things checked out, and usually I can run low power here on the radio, but I've popped it up a notch. So, all right, good luck with that. KC2WI, WA2U73.
Peter, KD2AIT, KA3TFB, good net tonight, and we'll be logging off. Keep in mind that the cold, bitter temperatures, record lows promised to the New England states Friday. KA3TFB with bad news, good evening to all, and we're clear from the Echolink system.
KOJ, some reason I was having trouble holding the repeater tonight, so he asked me if I would back up and do the call here, which I'm more than happy to do. So, any stations that would like to pick up tonight, whether without credit, come out there.
This is WA2U. Good evening. Dan.
WA2U, hello John. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else? Make sure I got WBX down on another receiver. I'll just ask one more time. Do any additional stations that checked in or would like to check in from now, please?
Did hear him try to check in with Mark. N5AOW tried to check in, but Mark was in and out of the repeater, so Bob was around at earlier.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take him. I figured it'd be some in, and of course they probably shut the radios off or whatever, you know, after he left. Yeah, that's not kind of unusual. He usually can make the repeater. But he just caught me on another satellite and said, you want to give it a try? Because I couldn't hold it. Okay, very good. Thanks, Dan. And I'll say 7-3, so long. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2Zenza.
Jack, do you know what radio that Mark is using?
Yeah, he's got one of the old converted Motorola's. It puts out about 35 watts or so, which I'm surprised he can't make it. It must be conditions tonight or something. You know, he bought one from, well, in fact, that's the second one he's had. Falls in the accident there. He's got it from him. It's a nice unit. I mean, see, it's got individual buttons for each channel. So, he just counts the, he knows where everything is, and he just counts up and down.
Okay, I heard him over briefly on 7-6, and when he released the push-to-talk button, it's evidently transmitting a DTMF tone, so I didn't know if he cared about that or not, but I heard him when he was when he released the push-to-talk button, it's evidently sending a tone, so I don't know how that works, but I just thought I'd ask. Okay, I won't hold you up any longer. Thank you. K2ZNZWATU, clear. 7-3, to you with Carol.
Okay, very good. Same to you and Kathy there. Yeah, I programmed it, and there was no DL put in for that, so I don't know where it's coming from. But, it's a real, brings him right down to it, it's a real old radio. KA2Zenza.
It's a DTMF, a touch tone, a burst after he releases a carry. Okay, WATU clear.